Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Put Your Dreams to the Test by Dr. John Maxwell. What is the most dominant dream you think about? Would you like to know your odds of achieving it? In 3 minutes, you'll know the answer. As part of my desire to continue learning and growing, I attended a leadership event this past weekend hosted by Bob Berg and Paul Martinelli, featuring three of my favorite teachers, Les Brown, Bob Berg, and Dr. John C. Maxwell. Dr. Maxwell is an internationally respected leadership expert, speaker, and author. He gave an insightful presentation on his book, Put Your Dream to the Test. He said, "The more valid reasons you have for achieving your dreams, the greater your odds will be of achieving them." He highlighted 10 important questions you must answer to test your dreams. Are you ready to take the test? Pick one of your dreams. Got it? Now answer Maxwell's 10 questions to determine if the odds are in your favor. Number 1. Is my dream really my dream? If you want to achieve your dream, you must own it. It must be yours, not your parents, teachers, or anyone else's. If the achievement of a dream is not of great importance to you, it is unlikely that you'll do what is required to accomplish it. Number 2. Do I clearly see my dream? What does it look like? The more specific you are on what your dream looks like, the more likely you'll be to achieve it. This is one of the reasons I encourage people to cut out images of their big dreams and goals, create a collage, and look at it regularly. At first, you may only see a piece of your dream, but each day as you move closer, the clearer it will become. Number 3. Am I depending upon things within my control? This is when you have to be honest with yourself and determine if reaching your dream is within your control. Are you depending upon others? If so, who? Do you have the talent, skill, or ability to make it come true? If not, can you develop what you're lacking? Number 4. Do I have the energy to achieve it? This is the passion question. Think of your last great accomplishment. How much energy did it require of you? Is your dream important enough that you'll put forth the energy necessary over the time period required? Number 5. Do I have a strategy? I see very few people who take the time to put together a real plan to achieve their goals. I am often left in awe wondering, how do you think you can achieve your goal without putting together a plan? A plan outlines the things that you must do in a prioritized sequence to achieve your desired outcome. Number 6. Who do I have around me that can help me? Dr. Maxwell said, "A nightmare is a big dream with a bad team." Who's on your team to support, encourage, and help you? If you don't have the right people on your team, identify people you admire and respect, then determine how they can help you. In my case, I often have people coming to me, asking me to review their plans, asking me to support them, and I've never turned anyone down to this point in my life. So there are a lot of people out there who will be happy to help you if you reach out to them. Number 7. Am I willing to pay the price? This is when you have to have a gut check and ask yourself, am I willing to do what is required of me to see my dream come true? The bigger your dream, the more it will require of you. So, are you willing to put forth the effort to overcome the obstacles and to deal with the disappointments that you will face on your journey? Number 8. Am I moving closer? This is the tenacity question. Am I closer to reaching my dream today than I was yesterday? Was I closer yesterday than the day before? Look at your to-do list over the last week and identify the steps you've taken toward your dream. Number 9. Does working toward my dream bring satisfaction? If you're not growing and developing yourself in the pursuit of your dream, it may be time to identify a new one. Your journey should be fulfilling. Number 10. Does my dream benefit others? If so, who? And why? If your dream is all about your selfish desires, it's unlikely that it'll ever be realized. Zig Ziglar, the most recognized sales trainer in American history, said, "When you help enough other people get what they want, you'll have everything you want." So, How many times did you answer yes? The more yeses you answered, the more on target you are to achieve your dream. Each of you have the capability to visualize a dream, one that is rewarding and beneficial, and most of you have the ability to achieve it. So what are the odds of achieving your dream? If they're not high, what can you do to increase your odds? Do you need to put together a plan? Do you need to reevaluate your commitment? Do you need a new support team? Remember these words from Karen Raven. She said, "Only as high as I can reach can I grow. Only as far as I seek can I go. Only as deep as I look can I see. Only as much as I dream can I be." Let me encourage you to print this lesson and ask yourself these 10 questions with every dream or goal you consider. Since we can't reasonably pursue everything we desire, we need to be wise and focus on the things that pass the test. And in conclusion, dreams come from hidden desires and possibilities. Everyone has dreams that occupy their minds, but it takes determination, a practical plan, and consistent effort to achieve them. Pursue your dream. Begin today.